Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, 9:13. We got the high today of the upper 40s, and then tomorrow, upper 60s. Golf-a-palooza, if that's what you do. It's going to be nice this week.
Or you put up your Christmas lights.
Yes, when do you do that? I don't even know.
Last weekend, a lot of people
Yeah,
this last weekend, when it was kind of still sort of warm and people could get out there and do it.
They put up the Christmas lights outside my apartment.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, that's nice.
Pretty. They just don't turn them on yet. I mean, that's the thing. You just put them on. I mean, you just...
Ours are turning on. Ours are on.
Oh, they flipped them?
Yeah, they're blue.
Ooh.
Aww.
On those trees. I like it. I think it looks nice. It's very festive. Does it bring a little love in your heart? Little bit of love in your heart.
It does. It makes the homeless guy out there seem a little bit more festive.
Okay.
Sleeping under the tree.
Under the Hanukkah tree.
I laugh because I'm not him. I'm a horrible human. Maybe if the guy wore like a Christmas wreath or something like that.
I always feel like that's tacky to decorate.
You're homeless, the homeless people.
The sleeping vagrant. Don't decorate.
Don't decorate the guy.
I should put up maybe a little plate.
You should. Like
of
some
Christmas
small
cookies.
Sandwich. But yeah, it's kind of, I'm in the Christmas spirit. I think the lights went on last weekend.
Okay. All right, so that makes it feel like Christmas all the way. And when are the lights going on here in the city, Molly? You had said in the news it's coming up. Though.
Thanksgiving. Oh, I mean, they flip the switch, so like people wrap up dinner and head on down to the Gene Leahy Mall. And I think it's between like 6 and 7 is when they do the official lighting, and then it's going to be going on through January 1st. I think.
Okay.
So
remember, she's got to go down there and hit the switch. But right, I always kind of feel bad for the mayor. I'm like, I feel bad that you have to go out there and.
She has a family too.
And flip the switch, yeah, because I think she's got to cook dinner.
I mean, yeah, she does. She does her old turkey thing. Yeah, that sucks, man. You'd think that she'd have somebody else go do it. I would.
Oh, but it's such a cool moment. Oh no, I bet she loves it. Think about how festive you get to flip the switch.
Party for mayor. You should run on that. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to send my assistant to do half of this crap. You want me cutting a ribbon at a thing, assistant?
Nope.
Nope.
I got other things to do, you know?
You're like, it was the grand reopening of the children's hospital. You're like, busy, hot tub, assistant.
I got stuff to get done.
That would be the problem because it would go viral that he was in his hot tub during the ribbon cutting.
Exactly.
But I would be getting things done. By the way, I almost totally failed last week and did what Jeff said I was going to do in that hot tub, and that's drop my phone in it. I was trying to do the old selfie as if I was, I don't know what the hell I was doing. I was trying to get a picture to you guys. And there's that moment, total moment of it going right into the water, So anyway.
There you go.
If I was mayor, that would be me.
What party is cooking Thanksgiving dinner this week?
Yeah.
And what we're requesting.
Next week, yeah.
Next week is that you have to get a photo. It might even be worth buying a second turkey.
I actually will do that, yeah. But it's going to ruin it.
And so during Thanksgiving dinner, when everyone's enjoying the delicious turkey, he can say, well, this is me thawing it, and then show pictures
so
of it
gross.
Thawing the day before in the hot tub.
What I can do.
Just like in the middle of the day with the sun out.
I can start a new tradition.
Turkey floating in the jacuzzi.
I'll start a new tradition.
With you.
And I will film the making of Thanksgiving dinner. And that will be part of it, in the middle of it, as I'm making the whatever and this and that. And I'll have some festive music, and I'll make my whole family watch it before we eat.
And why don't you ascribe a fake Thanksgiving parable that goes along with it? And that is that every year the turkey just appears in the jacuzzi. No one knows where it comes from.
It's like magic. It's turkey day magic.
At some point... during the week, it appears floating in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And kids, then have you ever heard the tale of the floating butterball? Oh, it's a magical holiday.
Oh, you don't do that in your house? You guys don't believe in the floating butterball? Yeah, it magically appears in the jacuzzi sometime during the week.
Only if you're a good boy. Only then, for good boys and girls.
How many days do you think it would take to thaw that thing out?
A couple days. I don't even know. I have to do my my YouTube research. I don't even know how to thaw it out.
It's like a pound a day, I think it comes down to, because it takes like forever.
Yeah, it's forever. That's if you thaw it in the fridge.
Right, like if you do it like in the fridge. You're supposed to do it in the fridge.
And Butterball says every year, the Butterball hotline, the number one call they get is ladies
still
being
frozen.
Like, it's still frozen, I don't know what to do. And the people are sitting there at the table.
Yeah.
So you might find a solution for people.
Hot tub time machine.
On your YouTube tutorial, you go, now if you don't have a jacuzzi, you can sacrifice a warm bath for this. And my directions for warm bath are over here on the side of the screen. Click it if you
Cover
like
it. Right over there.
And then you get back to jacuzzi hot tub thawed turkey.
So gross.
Please do that.
Okay.
And you have to be in the tub with it.
I will
gather
be in it.
Around, for I have the turkey tail to share with you.
Briny.
Oh, this holiday chestnut is one of my favorites. Grandpa's been telling this since he and Grandma Wileen got the hot tub back in '09.
The turkey's delicious. I can really taste Mike.
Ooh, it's got that sweet little chlorine whang to it.
Oh, and that could be a side thing that you've spent all week bathing in spices.
Yes.
You've been rubbing spice marinades on yourself
Bring
all
on
week.
The turkey.
And then the 11th hour, you dip into the tub with the turkey.
And then I let it brine. I brine it for hours.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1. You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
We're just about under 5 weeks before diaper drive. Drop off, man. Get your diapers. Get them when you can, where you can. Put them in your trunk, whatever you got to do. That drop off is the, what is it, Jeff? The 16th, 17th, and 18th. Yep. Right
yes,
over
sir.
At Linden Market. So if you want to take part in this year's diaper drive, please do so. Pretty easy. If you need info, by the way, you can go to channel94.com. All the info is right there.
Still time to try and get like a little work collection.
Yeah. Or like even with your groups. I know like a lot of people start getting together for the holidays doing either, you know, like, oh, it's our book club, or like we always get together to make cookies. I mean, at least for the lady folk. I mean, I know that this gets to be that time of year where it's you do stuff. That could be something fun that you do. Instead, you know, if you're all getting together and you're going to be baking cookies or having that cookie bake day or whatever, why don't you just say, hey, and while you're at it, why don't you bring a package of diapers and, you know, we'll drop it off.
Cookies.
I was wondering what the weather is going to be like.
Because I basically like to think about it.
I wore my diaper drive gear.
Okay.
Saturday at the game up in Minnesota.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it warm?
And I was overdressed.
Okay. I overdress every year almost.
We had hand warmers ready to go.
Okay.
I'm frozen.
I mean, frozen.
I'm always cold just even thinking about
it. You guys don't dress. Like our problem with this, our promotions people work in the diaper drive. They don't dress appropriate enough. So we feel bad because they're freezing.
They're not wearing hats. Mm-hmm. They don't wear gloves. It's amazing to me. I feel like we need to take up a glove collection for them alone.
I think we need to have foot warmers. Man, if you get the feet right.
The foot warmers. Yeah. The foot thing is the thing.
You get your pants right. Like what I'm telling you, you wear that... Under Armour?
Yes.
The winter kind, the long underwear, you're gold.
Yeah. It's just like ice fishing. You take care of your feet, and then you're not going to get cold. Pretty much it, because of the ground is so dang cold.
Yeah,
it's a long weekend, you know, but it'll be filled with the warmth of giving. Just think about all those babies in diapers that that are cold. And I mean, how could you say no to a baby?
How could you?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
people,
I can't
get out there and start collecting. So it's going to be the weekend of the 15th of December, 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Linden Market Hy-Vee. So, you know, plenty of time. Think about it. Like maybe you're getting together over Thanksgiving. Maybe you as a family are trying to decide what kind of family charity you want to do. You like to do something different every year. Make this the year that you give to the Channel 94.1 diaper drive.
Yes.
Or, you know, I mean, tell neighbors, tell friends, school pickup, all that kind of stuff. We've had classrooms come out, which is so cute. Like they'll win themselves a jean day. You know, like principals will get on board and they'll make it a contest between the classrooms, you know, and whoever brings in the most diapers gets a get out of whatever day free, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, it's just fun stuff.
I mean, have the principal wear a diaper.
Right. Yeah. The principal wears a diaper for a day. They're like, thanks. Maybe not that far in. But yes, I like where you're going with this.
Or even your teacher. Fun. Yeah, getting up diapers, reach the goal, your teacher. Your favorite teacher has to wear a diaper all day.
Right, at the end of the day, we're saving. Yeah. We're helping families.
Yeah, we are.
And, you know, keeping families together. And the women that are down at the Liddy House graduate. The graduation rate is like 99%.
Yeah, it's a fantastic program.
Every year at the diaper drive, we have gals that come through and they're like, I was actually down at the Oprah No Mission. I was at the Lydia House. I went through the program. And I'm telling you, you're blown away. If you think you know what that person looks like, you don't. It's everyone. I mean, it could be anyone.
It's amazing. And if you ever want to get a tour of the Lydia House, by the way, I'm just going to throw it out there. Candace is fantastic. She'll give you a tour of the whole thing if you want to take your kids down there or whatever the case is, to give them a little perspective a little bit. It's definitely worth the trip. All right, but again, the all the information you're going to need is at channel94.com.
Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.
She is in the studio. What are you doing over there?
I'm just laughing. Just processing things.
Did you miss us?
I miss you guys a lot.
You were gone. You were out.
I was gone for 2 days.
Ah, yes.
And I really miss you guys. But I got to listen to the whole show, which was really fun.
Really?
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
She's like, so that was interesting.
Like, that was fun. That was really fun, actually. Because normally I can only listen to like an hour, and I got to listen to all of it.
Yeah, so you really didn't have much going on, did you? You're just kind of hanging out.
I had a lot going on. I just had plenty of time for you guys.
You can listen and be busy.
This is your last week?
Yeah.
Not forever.
Oh, no, not forever. Just, no, God, no.
Briefly leaving for a little bit.
Just till the new year.
All right.
Still. Well, that's so sad. I want to cry.
I know. I don't like talking about this.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's all right. It's all for a good reason.
Yeah,
you know.
Go try to have a baby real quick and then back in the
hurry
year.
Back. Yeah, but once you see that sweet little peanut's face, you're going to be like, I don't want to ever go back to those ugly people at work.
Oh, my God. No, I was just telling my husband, I was like, I've been working on your Christmas gift like all year. So I'll have it just in time for Christmas.
He's like, really? What is it? You're like, oh, my God. If I have to tell you, then you're not paying attention.
Child.
What time are you doing the Katy Perry thing?
After 11.
All right, people. Pay attention. She's going to hook you up. Good seeing you. Welcome back, G.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys in the morning. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.
The peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.